Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. President Donald Trump and his Democratic rival Joe Biden remain locked in an extremely close race in a number of crucial swing states. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports election officials are continuing to tally hundreds of thousands of mail-in ballots across Pennsylvania, Nevada, Georgia, and North Carolina 2 days after the election.
Biden says he has no doubt that he and his running mate, Senator Kamala Harris, will win the presidency. He's also urging the nation to be patient as the remaining votes are being counted.
I ask everyone to stay calm, all the people to stay calm. The process is working. The count is being completed. We'll know very soon.
Biden continues to lead Trump in the number of electoral votes needed to win the presidency, but the race could still go either way. In the meantime, the Trump campaign has filed lawsuits in Pennsylvania and Nevada, citing a lack of transparency at the polls. Similar suits filed by the campaign in Georgia and Michigan have been tossed out by state judges. Windsor Johnston, NPR News.
One of those dismissed lawsuits in Georgia relates to vote counting from member station WABE in Atlanta. Emma Hurt has details.
The suit was over 53 absentee ballots in Chatham County. The Georgia Republican Party and the Trump campaign alleged that the ballots weren't processed properly. In a live-streamed hearing Thursday morning, a Superior Court judge threw out the case because he said there's no evidence of the county elections department violating the law and no evidence the ballots arrived after the Election Day 7 p.m. deadline.
Reporter Emma Hurt. The final partisan makeup of the Senate will not be known until January. One Georgia Senate seat is officially headed to a runoff, while candidates in the state's other Senate race expect the same. Here's NPR's Susan Davis.
Georgia requires a runoff election if no candidate wins more than 50% of the vote. One of the Georgia Senate seats is a special election that is officially headed to a January 5th runoff. Appointed Republican Senator Kelly Loeffler will face Democrat Raphael Warnock. The other is for a seat held by Republican Senator David Perdue, who's in a close race against Democrat John Ossoff. Votes are still being counted, but a runoff seems likely. Republicans are on track to hold 50 seats, Democrats 48. That means the two Georgia races could affect who controls the Senate. Susan Davis, NPR News, Washington.
Fewer Americans were filing first-time jobless claims last week, though today's numbers come ahead of the far more important numbers due out tomorrow. The Labor Department announcing today first-time jobless claims last week fell by 7,000 to a seasonally adjusted 751,000 for the week ending October 31st. The October jobs numbers are due out tomorrow. On Wall Street, the Dow up 542 points today. The Nasdaq gained 300 points. The Standard & Poor's 500 was up 67 points to 3510. You're listening to NPR. The Justice Department says it is suing giant payment processing firm Visa over the company's planned acquisition of financial technology startup Plaid. In the suit, Justice Department officials say that it amounts to a monolithic takeover of a company challenging Visa's payment network. The suit filed in California seeks to block the $5.3 billion acquisition, which would be the second largest in Visa's history. Plaid Brother provides the infrastructure to allow consumers and businesses to pay directly from their bank accounts. The final partisan makeup of the Senate will not be known until January. The sports broadcaster ESPN, rather, says it is cutting about 10% of its workforce. Now, that's roughly 500 jobs worldwide. The network says 300 of those jobs will be cut through layoffs. The broadcast network says the cuts are largely the result of the coronavirus pandemic. ESPN says it sought to avoid job cuts through furloughs or budget cuts, but has largely exhausted those avenues. Shell has noticed that it is shutting down some of its refineries. NPR's Camilo Domonoski has that story.
Shell, like other European oil and gas companies, has vowed to cut its carbon emissions substantially and shift its business model to prepare for a world powered by renewables. The Convent refinery in Louisiana didn't fit with that vision. The refinery employs about 675 people, turning crude oil into gasoline, diesel, and other fuels. Globally, Shell is closing or selling more than half of its refineries. It's only keeping facilities that make plastics as well as fuels. Oil companies have been hoping that plastic will continue to be in demand even as the world shifts away from fossil fuels.
You're listening to NPR.